everybody, and welcome to episode 358 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and today I've got some indie games to talk about. I have Styx, Shards of Darkness, Blue Collar Astronaut, and War Tile. They're very different games, and they could be really good, they could be pretty bad, they could be somewhere in between. I don't know. Well, actually, I do know, and I'll tell you about that shortly. But before I get to that, I want to say, probably for the last time, hopefully for the last time, that today was another big Switch day. Best Buy announced yesterday, Tuesday the 27th, that they would be getting Switches in stock, a limited quantity, and that they would be available online, which is rare. That hasn't happened, to my knowledge, a significant restock online at any retailer since launch at 12 p.m. Central Time. And they didn't specify what kinds. They also were going to have the NES Classic, which was the more notable restock, I think, just because I feel like that's been impossible to get just from at a MSRP for at least 3 months or so. But they didn't specify what they were going to have, but in a reply to someone on the Twitters, they did say they were expecting, I think, well, however they worded it in a way that it wasn't a guarantee, so that they wouldn't be lying, really, but that they were expecting to get both a limited quantity of the grays and the neon switches. This is not true. They did not get any neon switches in. And therefore, I didn't buy one. It seemed like they were available. You know, there were plenty of checkout issues, as one would expect with something like this. So who knows how many they actually had and how long they were actually in stock and all those situations. But the grays seemed to be in stock for around 45 minutes, maybe to an hour. And they also had a bundle with like 1-2 Switch and I think Bomberman. Maybe all the three main launch games, and a bundle with just a digital copy of Zelda. All of those were grays. Then they just had the neon Switch unavailable, sold out the whole time. So that never came to fruition, and I may want a Switch, but I've said it before, I'll only buy from Amazon or Best Buy, and only the neon one. Wasn't able to do that today. So thank you, Best Buy, for making me not make a horrible life decision and waste $300+ on a Nintendo Switch. Thank you. I do appreciate it, because come Tuesday, I'm going to have no desire or interest in a Switch whatsoever, because I'll be playing Persona 5 for weeks and weeks. When I hear about some of the hours people have put into that game, looks like I'll probably drop 200+ hours into that. So that'll keep me busy for a while, unless my PlayStation 4 dies from just the shock of how much I'm using it at that point. But yeah, that's potentially and hopefully the end of my Switch talk, especially since I don't own a Switch. I'm sure people are sick of hearing me talk about one. I also watched some movies. About to finish Sausage Party, which is what it is. It's really stupid, and I don't know if I like it. I guess I can like it in a this is just stupid kind of way, but if I'm trying to be more, I don't know, if I'm trying to look at it as an actual piece of significant anything, it's really lazily thrown together. It's just being crass and, you know, very vulgar for the sake of being all that. There's nothing about it that's particularly clever that I've found. It's just like, oh, here, let's have a bunch of, you know, food saying horrible words, because isn't that funny? You've never seen an animated feature be like this. Oh, great. So yeah, don't really care about that much. And then I watched the two Dave Chappelle specials that are currently on Netflix, and they were really good. They're not amazing,
You know, I think there are some bits of them that could offend people, but I didn't have a problem with any of them. I thought they were both really solid pieces, set pieces. Yeah, check them out. They're both on Netflix, and I think a third one is scheduled to come out sometime later this year. And I also watched Inside Out this morning while exercising, and it was pretty good. I think the voice cast was really, really good. The casting was spot on. Love Lewis Black as Anger. And then I think maybe the story is the best from Pixar. But from a visual standpoint, it didn't do that much for me. I didn't care that much for the art. Not to say it wasn't technically impressive and all that. It was pretty and all that. I just think from a design standpoint and, you know, imagination standpoint and all that, it didn't do much for me in that terms when I'm comparing it to other movies. Aesthetically or just from a design standpoint. Better than Frozen, which I still haven't seen, but just based on the trailers, I'm like, yeah, that's like the worst design ever. I cannot stand that stupid snowman. But really good. And really good cast. So, moving on to the games. First, I'll talk about Styx, Shards of Darkness. So, Styx is the sequel to Styx... something, 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 something. And it's available on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I'm playing on Xbox One. I posted a video of me playing through the first tutorial mission, so check that out if you want. It's on the YouTube page. And it's a solid stealth action game. I appreciate that you can get out of being seen if you're only seen by one enemy, potentially two, but if you're surrounded, you're going to get killed. But if you get seen by a single enemy, you can attack them, you can parry them, and kill them rather easily, which is nice, so that it's not an automatic fail if you get seen or spotted. The mechanics are solid. It doesn't do anything particularly special. It looks pretty good. I've played through a few of the missions so far. I like that there's a pretty hefty skill tree, so there would definitely be a reason to go back and replay levels after you've built up your sticks in your respective preferences, whether you want to go more action-heavy or stealth-heavy or crafting, etc. There's a lot to mess around with. I'm not sure if there's a respec feature. I'm assuming there is, because that would kind of suck if there wasn't. I don't know if you'd still get the points for doing that by replaying missions, so that you would be able to eventually completely upgrade your character. But I think the story is awful. The writing is really bad. Thinks it's funnier than it ever is. The voice acting is okay. But every time he speaks, he's saying something incredibly stupid. Sticks, your character, the little goblin guy. And the rest of the characters are just kind of whatever. There's something specific I wanted to mention that I'm forgetting right now. But it's decent. If you're looking for a stealth action game, there aren't many options out there. Third-person perspective, too. It's not first-person. And it's solid. It's making me really wish there was another Splinter Cell, though, because that's what I want from this. But if you're itching for something stealthy and action-y, the Styx Shards of Darkness is worth checking out. I think it's $49.99. Digital only, I believe. I don't know if there is a physical release of it. I'm pretty sure the first one wasn't, and I don't think there's one for this either. But I'm struggling to try and remember the specific thing I wanted to mention about it, because I know there's something that is escaping my mind right now. But yeah, I'll get back to it if I ever remember it. And I'm stalling right now by just saying that I'll talk about it later. Styx, shards of darkness. There are shards, and there's darkness, and then there's Styx. There's a little goblin guy, and you can upgrade him. And there are levels, and there's stuff. Oh, yeah, just the load times, I time them. The initial load time to boot up your save is a minute and a half, which is long and frustrating. Thankfully, if you die and have to restart a level, it's, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 seconds. So don't let that scare you off. And this is, of course, on the Xbox One. It'll differ on PC with SSDs or, you know, your various hard drives. And PS4, I cannot talk to that. And I'm playing it off an external hard drive. So I really don't know how that affects load times on the Xbox One. Not an SSD, just a regular old external hard drive. But yeah, other than that, solid game. And I think fairly replayable for people who want to get through levels and, you know, maybe try not being seen by anyone, not killing anyone, killing everyone. There's an achievement for killing everyone in a level. So if you're really into that in those type of games, then you'd probably get your money's worth out of Styx, Shards of Darkness. Then there is Blue Collar Astronaut, which is really weird. And I think from a design and interface standpoint is all kinds of effed up. It's a 2D space, physics-based kind of point-to-point and delivery service thing. There are two modes. There's like this regular story mode where you're going through this driver's ed type of thing. And you're going through these little pathways and you are a spaceship and you kind of move like in Asteroids where you have a thruster. So then you push in a direction and then you thrust and that's the way you turn and everything. So you have to pay attention to your momentum and, you know, sometimes fire off in the opposite direction you're heading to slow yourself down. That's the way you'd slow yourself down. You don't have brakes. So you'd have to do a 180 and then hit the gas in the other direction. It's weird. There are two modes. One of them is Pete's delivery mode. I like that one significantly more than the driver's ed mode, but the interface is really kind of, it just seems thrown together. There are a lot of little things that I can nitpick and that really bother me. For instance, when you're in menus and navigating them, you can't back out by just hitting the B button. I'm playing on Xbox One. It's available on PS4 and PC. I don't know if it's available on other platforms as well, because on the official page, it has Steam, Humble Bundle. Then it has Xbox One, Wii U, PS4, PS3, and PS Vita. Don't know if that's all true. But I'm playing on Xbox One. And to back out, you can't just press the B button. You have to scroll your way to the actual back little button on the screen and click that. And I don't like that. Then the game, I don't think, ever really gave me a tutorial on the controls. So I wasn't sure if there were any other controls other than the thruster, which I just figured out by pressing the buttons. So I just think that there's some of it that is kind of thrown together. And at the game is all right. It's $10. If you're really into these types of physics-based arcadey puzzly games, and something that you get, like if you're really into trying to get your highest score, I can't remember if there's actual leaderboards in it. But if you want to, if you're someone who's like a perfectionist and you really want to try and get the best score possible, there's a lot of chasing you can do in the game because there's a lot of that that can be done. Then you might be interested. And at $10, it's not too bad. It's not too pricey. I think the pizza mode is way better because in that mode, your initial mode, which is just like the story mode, you are delivering pizzas, you have a time limit, you get a little bit more time every time you successfully deliver a pizza by getting these designated areas. And then there are other modes. There's like a time mode, which you have a limited time to do everything. Then you have a health mode where your health of the ship is of your concern. There is a like turbo mode or something where everything is moving significantly faster. There's a challenge mode, which that might be the one where everything's faster, or it could be random things. And I just had a lot more fun with that because it just seemed like it was built more for replayability in a fun sense, as opposed to I need to perfect this particular course, this driver's ed course. And then there's this whole student loan thing, and you buy these certain, I don't even know if they're upgrades or what the hell they are in the store, but I bought two things and I don't know if they actually did anything or if they're just, hey, these are things you can buy and spend the money you earn in the game, and now I'm like $50,000 in debt. And I know that's part of the game, but I don't know what the point of it all is, and I didn't see from the descriptions of the things I bought that they were actually of any type of use, which is just another example of the game not really explaining itself that much, that well. So that's a bit annoying, but it's solid, you know? Solid game. So if you look at it and you think, huh, this seems like something I might be interested in checking out, give it a go. And then I've played a bit of War Tile, which is currently in early access on PC on Steam. And it is essentially a miniature tabletop inspired strategy game. And the thing about it that differs from other type of games, and one thing I'll say first and foremost, it is very pretty. It takes that tabletop miniature aesthetic and does a fantastic job with it, and it has a lot of varied environments. As it's showing me in these first few missions, it's kind of like, oh, here's this more like funginy. You have these dungeons, then you have these like foresty things, sort of some more swampy things. Then you got this winter snowy area and this beach area. And I appreciate that. And just the fact that it is very, very pretty, working with what it has to work with, this whole tabletop aesthetic, with these figurines and everything, these miniatures. And the thing about it that differs from other type of games like this is that it's not a turn-based game. It is a real-time game. So, and it's not real-time in that everyone's moving constantly, but that all the miniatures work on a cooldown system. So once you make your movement, do your action, you will have, you know, a few seconds that you have to wait for the next action. So you have this cooldown period, and everyone's working on that system, which means you can't just kind of take a break or maybe doze off. You always have to be in the action and paying attention to not only your characters and their cooldown, but the enemies on the board and everything around you. So it makes it a bit more frenetic. And keeps it a bit more lively, and just it makes it a bit more engaging, but also then it takes away some of the ability to really stop and think and create strategies, which may be disappointing for some. So I think that's probably the most important thing to know about War Tile, is that it's real time and not turn-based. And if you are more inclined to play and like turn-based strategy games, maybe War Tile is not worth your time. But for me, someone who I kind of prefer turn-based, if I had to pick one or the other, I'd go with turn-based, like an XCOM and the like. But I've been enjoying War Tile so far. I think it's really, really pretty. The combat and mechanics are solid so far. You find like weapons and armor and things like that in the world through treasure chests and stuff, but I don't know if they do anything other than change the appearance of your characters. So I didn't see anything like, oh, this boosts my attack or anything. There's no information given. So as far as I can tell, they're just visual upgrades, changes. So if you want your characters to look different, but from what I've played so far, a handful of hours. I've enjoyed it. Solid game, especially for an early access game. I don't know how far in development it is, what version it is. I think just looking at the page right now, patch 0.4.54. So, they still got some ways to go. And from what I've played, it's really solid. Runs well, looks great, solid mechanics, nice variety in the world and all that. Windows only so far. I don't know if that's going to change. There's multiplayer. I can't remember if that unlocks the game, because I know you have to reach a certain point in the single player, and I can't remember if I double checked to see if it unlocked or not. But it's $19.99, and if you really are into those type of tabletop strategy games, miniatures and all that, definitely worth checking out. And it's the levels are sort of based, in the same way like a Final Fantasy Tactics or something, where you have all these different little points on, it's not entirely grid-based, but there are all these various points that you can put pieces on. And if you're elevated above an enemy, you'll get a bonus and, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, so far, so good. I'm excited to play some more of it. And I definitely think if you like those type of strategy games and want something that feels a little bit different, because the real-time aspect of it with the cooldown system does make it feel a little bit unique, in that I can't think of a game I've played where it works exactly like this. I've played real-time games and turn-based games, more so turn-based games in this type of system, but this real-time thing makes it feel a little different and like its own thing, which is nice, something you don't always get. That is War Tile again on Steam right now in early access for $19.99. And that will do it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it and hope you all have had a lovely week so far and are having a lovely rest of the week. Anyway, once again, I'm your host, Mark Cusinez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my anime list, Steam, all the usual places, at PX Sausage on PSN. I am the Kush3. That is the KUSH number 3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find all the podcasts we do and other stuff. And you can also find the art I do there. And if you like it, you can check it all out over at pxsart.com, which will give you links and all the jazz you'd want to prints and the like. And if you'd like to support the site in general, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs and become a patron of Pixelated Sausage. And of course, if you haven't already, please do go over to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to the show, because that really does help and keeps us up in the charts and makes other people, lets other people find us more easily. And if you don't like iTunes, still do it, but you can listen to the show on Google Play Store, Stitcher Radio. I put the most recent 5 episodes or so on SoundCloud, and I've been keeping that up to date as of late. And there's, take the RSS feed, dump it wherever you want. But yeah, that'll do it. So once again, have a great rest of your day, everyone, and rest of your week and weekend and all that jazz. I'll probably talk to you again before the weekend or during the weekend or something like that.